Hello and welcome to this Microsoft Virtual Academy course. My name is Morgan Webb. I work at Microsoft as a technical evangelist. And in this course, we're going to be focusing on System Center Configuration Manager, and in particular, the management of software, replications, of updates, as well as operating system deployments. So with that in mind, let's go across and have a look at the agenda and get a view of the modules that we will cover in this particular course. In module one, we'll look at content management. We'll understand what is required within your hierarchy in building out your distribution points, your distribution point groups, and how to actually maintain your repository. Module two, we'll start to drill a little bit deeper into how do we use the application content that we've built out within our repository, and what are the options we have of deploying to Microsoft and non-Microsoft operating systems. Module three, we'll look at software updates and understand the requirements to build out your actual repository of updates, whether they be Microsoft or non-Microsoft software updates. Module four, we'll do a closing with an operating system deployment and understand how do we actually target and use the software and operating systems that we've built up in our content repository to target and build out operating systems within our environments. So with that in mind, let's understand from module one's perspective, what do we need to maintain and look at for content management, and understand what are the principles required around building up our repository, and from a maintenance perspective, looking after the repository of content that we have in the environment. So let's go across to the slides, understand the introductory comments around module one, and get a view of exactly what are we going to cover in this particular module. There are four areas that we're going to focus on around content management. Three of those are actually the planning and building out, and the fourth one will be the operations and maintenance required for content management. So the idea behind this module will be to give you a view of the introductory steps into content management, get a view of how do I actually build out the relevant distribution points, groups if required for those distribution points, how do I allocate members, how do I allocate servers or collections to those particular groups, and then start to see how do we actually build up the repository of content, and then from a maintenance perspective, how do we need to look at and maintain those particular areas. So let's look at the first one, introduction to content management. And we'll focus on two key areas first. One is distribution points, and then distribution point groups. We'll get a view now as we step through the demonstration, what are distribution points, and how would we use them within our environment? And then how would we and would we want to use distribution point groups within our infrastructure? And the key piece to understand about these two areas, these are very important when it comes to your planning and deployment of these particular site system roles within your environment. Distribution points are the actual allocations of where your content would be stored and would allow clients to actually pull that content from. Distribution point groups are allowing you to actually allocate distribution points into groups depending on your hierarchy or your systems, your site systems that are rolled out into your environment. The content perspective, once we have the distribution points, and if possibly the groups built out and deployed in our environment, we would start to look at, would we want to pre-stage content? And if we pre-stage content, how would we go forward managing that content within our environment? Pre-staging becomes quite important because that gives us the view of how would we want to actually pre-stage content to ensure there's no load on our network, on our infrastructure, to ensure that at the right time we would want to use that content, the distribution points have the content available for us to use. And there are a variety of ways of pre-staging content, whether it be normal deployment of over the network, whether it be offline through pre-stage media, or whether it be actually just pushing out and letting it drizzle down at certain times that has no impact onto our network. On the managing content side, that would become down to the life cycle. How do we start to look after the content that we have in our repository? With regards to once the content is out there, how do we maintain and look after the content library? And once it is on there, how do we monitor and validate that the content is correct, as well as when we start to supersede content, what is actually happening in our environment? Now, this introduction to this content management is what we'll start to look at through this module one. We'll look at distribution points, or DPs, as the acronym is known. We'll understand more on the content, as well as managing the content. And then we'll start to look how do we monitor and validate that content going out. With regards to the introduction piece, the idea behind this module is that you can start to plan for and build out your DPs in your environment. Now, these slides that you can download from the actual MVA course URL will give you a view of notes that are within these slides to give you the actual articles to step by step, step through the required modules to actually build out this content for you to use your environment. So we'll look at introduction to content management. We'll understand distribution points and distribution point groups. And the notes section for the slides will give you the actual article step by step to roll through what we're going to look at in module one around distribution point content. So let's go across now and have a look at the slides and get a view firstly of how do we plan for content management. So planning comes into two areas. So firstly, for distribution points and distribution point groups, would I want to use DPs and then group them accordingly? How would I want to use them and what would I want to allocate to them? When we step through the demonstrations, we'll get a view of how I'd actually configure these DPs and distribution point groups to give us a view of would I want to use them. Priority, so from a distribution point group priority perspective, how would I and why would I want to assign priority to the relevant DPs in my environment? And this would come down to your architecture and your infrastructure from an allocation perspective. When we start to look at content libraries, what are the planning pieces required around these libraries? How do I want to distribute software? How do I want to build up my libraries and where would my libraries be sitting? Keeping in mind that these libraries are required from a usage perspective, but also from a distribution perspective. I would want to push content to certain locations that would be able to handle my users and my clients accessing these libraries from a repository perspective. We're also able to configure and deploy binary differential replication, so allowing us to never have to pull full versions of updates for content to our particular libraries, allowing us to drizzle down the differences required for the different versions of applications or software that we might have within our libraries. How do we configure content management? So from a process perspective, we would install and configure a DP, and there might be multiple DPs in our infrastructure, depending on our hierarchy. And the key takeaway and understanding here is that when I deploy configuration distribution points, I need to understand where these roles are going to sit based on the network impact for my environment. I would not want to distribute DPs into my environment where they would be over really bad, weak, or unreliable network links in my environment. Once we have our DPs rolled out, we'll then look at modifying the configuration settings for these DPs based on the requirements for the devices or clients that will be accessing these DPs. Then we would make the decision, do we want to create and use distribution point groups? And then do we want to allocate the relevant members or DPs in our environment and the collections that will be assigned to these distribution point groups? The last piece that we want to understand is the network access count. Network access account to give us a view of devices that might not have the relevant permissions to access or use or pull content from distribution point groups. So we would want to have our relevant network access account set up for us to use in the particular environment. So these are kind of the four areas that we would want to understand and have a look at. So let's step across now and understand, for an example, what are we going to look at, what are we going to demonstrate within this particular demo. So keep in mind, we want to understand the distribution groups, distribution points, the groups that we could assign those DPs to. Do we want to allocate DPs and collections to those groups as well? And then we'll step in and look at exactly the configuration settings that we can step through from a configuration perspective for those particular individual distribution points. And then we'll understand exactly what is a network access account, how would we want to use it, and where would we possibly want to use it. So let's go across and have a look at the demonstration now and understand exactly those base settings and base configurations that we would want to have a look at when we configure a distribution point. So in our environment over here now, let's just quickly log into this environment. So over here we have a configuration manager console with a base deployment with some configuration options that are set up. And what we really want to focus on first is within the site configuration settings. So within our servers and site system roles, we would want to start to build up and assign the relevant distribution point roles to the site systems within our environment. Over here we have the base server, and inside of this you can see that we have a distribution point role already assigned to this one. But if we step back one level and just start to look at how do we actually add these in from a configuration perspective, the first area we want to focus on in the site section is actually understanding what do we have rolled out into this environment. So if I look at the properties of this site system that is set up here, give it a few seconds to wake up, this will give our view of all the configuration at a high level for this particular site system that is deployed in my environment. We could then drill down deep and start to assign more and add more site servers within this environment, whether we'll be adding roles to them, whether we're deploying new systems, or actually deploying secondary site servers. If I say add site system role to this particular server that is here, I'll get a simple wizard that'll step up and allow me to decide what roles do I actually want to add on to this particular site system. So in this case, we would step through the base configuration of what should the actual site code be. Now in this case, I've selected one that's existing. So I have my NYC one that is running out here. Then I would decide on which installation accounts would I want to use to actually work on this particular site system. If I say next, we'll see that it'll now allow me to decide, do I want to use a proxy server when accessing the internet? And this is an important piece to understand. When I have these site roles deployed within my environment, how are they going to actually pull and access content if required from the internet? If I move to the next page, now this point over here, I would have the option of ticking the option of for a distribution point. Now, because I already have this rolled out, I don't see this option as available for me over here. If I did have it available for me to select over here, I'd be able to select that box and then step through a few wizards on configuration for that DP. But I will show you how we configure and maintain that through the existing configuration that is set up. So if we move back to the existing one over here, and we step through and actually have a look at the properties for this particular box, for this actual site server that is out there, you'll notice that I have the distribution point role already installed on that, plus the other components that we'll be using in the later modules within this course. If I go down to the distribution point itself and have a look at the properties for that, this is where we'll get a view of all the configuration settings that we would have to step through when we deploy this and assign this for the very first time. So let's take a view now and step through these components. Now keep in mind, these are the components you need to design for and plan for when you start to decide where my distribution points are going to be assigned. And this would be the first step, rolling out the DP role and then assigning and configuring the relevant components that are required. Once that step is done, we would then decide, are we going to add this particular role, site server, into a distribution point group? So let's go through step one firstly, the general configuration options allowed. So at the top over here, you see the option of enabling and configuring branch cache for this DP. This allows Configuration Manager to leverage the Windows Server feature of branch cache, allowing for the drizzling and sharing of content on a local subnet if required. Now for this to be enabled and to be used, you obviously would need to have in that particular subnet or site branch cache rolled out within Windows Server 2012 or 2012 R2 from a usage perspective. Then we have the option of deciding how our client's going to communicate with these DPs. And these are two important pieces to consider. Is it going to be normal HTTP, or are we going to start to look at HTTPS and then require for us to actually use PKI client certificates for connectivity from a client to a site server system role? And this is important. If you decide standard HTTP, obviously the security will be as lax. However, we only support Windows devices then for accessing these. So now from a design perspective, you would need to have either your certificate authorities built out into your environment, and then start to allow you to use client certificates for communication from clients to the relevant site system roles. If we are going to do that, and we're going to use a CA rolled out in the environment, you would have the option of selecting the client certificate that is available. You can either go with self-signed, but ideally we'd want to start working off a CA or a root CA in an environment to give access to this. The last option at the bottom is enabling the DP for pre-staged content. By default, this is off for all DPs that you deploy into your environment. And this is a key piece to understand that if we're going to pre-stage content, that we need to move the content to this particular distribution point once the role has been deployed and assigned out, whether it be directly over the network or whether it be pushing out through an offline media component, and then making the DP aware of the content that it has available in its repository. This piece is very useful when you look at large hierarchies or large distributed environments within SCCM, because it allows you not to have an impact onto the bandwidth for the site system roles that are rolled out into your environment. The next tab at the top is Pixie, and this now starts to give us a view of when we start to look at deploying operating systems within our environment. In module 4 in this course, we'll step through more around Pixie and the ability for usage and why you will want to use this within your environment. In the section over here, if we tick this box over here to enable for client distribution from an OSD perspective, we get a few options here to keep in mind that when we start to enable this distribution point site system for being used for Pixie requests, we need to make some configuration requirements if we are blocking on a firewall level from clients accessing this as an option. So within this in mind, when a client does a Pixie request and looks for an operating system deployment point, we would have to enable these ports to be available for communication for those relevant MAGIC packets that are going to come out from the clients. So a slight little warning, please make sure that this is done, and do you want to enable client Pixie support for these clients? So yes, we're happy to do that. And then we can step through some custom requirements. And this would now come down to how you want to secure or look after who is allowed to actually make Pixie requests. So by default, we require a password, and this would be used when you either allow a person to do a manual Pixie request, or if you started to do this part of a full automated deployment operating systems, you would need to build this password into your actual requirements from a usage perspective. On the network interfaces, on the site server, you might only want responses to be done on a certain network interface. So you might have multiple NICs within the site server. You might want to ensure that you only select Pixie requests on a particular NIC, ensuring that there's no impact to requests being done on the other network cards for normal day-to-day requirements from a distribution point perspective. So some simple little configuration requirements over here. However, these are quite important to understand that if not configured correctly, it could lead to detrimental deployment when it comes to operating systems within your environment. If we step into multicast, now this becomes a real big benefit from a network perspective when you start to look at Windows deployment services. So this allows us to start to use multicast opposed to unicast from a network distribution perspective for content or software within our distribution point. The pieces on the bottom really come down to how do we want to configure and what ports do we want to use from a multicast perspective. And from a speed perspective, what do we want to allow? So the benefits of multicast is the ability to actually push out to multiple clients at the same time, opposed to just doing unicast and slowing down the actual deployment or actually the sharing of content to clients that are making requests. You might also want to start to build in schedules from a multicast perspective around the session size, whether there be a start or delay from the initial request that comes from clients. So you can start to get clever about how I want to distribute content using multicast, ensuring that we get the benefits of multicast. However, we possibly never have an impact to the network of multiple requests at the same time. We can start to stagger those requests from a multicast perspective. On the groups relationships perspective, we'll spend a bit of time looking at this afterwards in the distribution point groups, but this is where you would start to see the groups that this distribution point might be assigned as a member. And you could have these as possible as part of different distribution point groups within your environment. You would see all the ones that are relevant here. Now, I'm not going to add one in here because I will take you back and have a look at the section in a few minutes around DPs, a distribution point groups rather. From a content perspective, this will give you a view now of the packages that are available and assigned to this distribution point group. So if you were making changes, updates, or had assigned certain content through an offline media perspective, this is where you can start to actually make changes to the deployment packages assigned to this DP. Now, in a real world environment, there would be a huge long list here of the relevant packages or OSD images or just simple applications that have been assigned to this DP. And you can step through a validation process if need be to ensure that this is up to date, the content is required, the content is correct within this distribution point. You could also step through a redistribution model and say, right, are you sure you want to redistribute this particular package? And in this case, I selected Windows BitLocker to go. So let me just pick a real application, say redistribute. And this will say to you, ask you a very simple question. Are you sure you want to redistribute this particular application to the selected DP that we're working on? And what this is going to do is going to recopy the content from the local site server to the DP. So if you've made changes or you have an issue with an application or a piece of content on a DP, you can run this wizard on this process of a year and allow the latest version or updated version to be pulled from the local site server to this particular distribution point if required. On the validation side, this is where you can step through and check the integrity of the packages on this particular DP. And you can set up a schedule. So you could possibly say, right, let's set up a schedule at once a week or once a month. We will run through a validation for the packages that are associated already to this particular site server or this particular distribution point in this case. And then you can step through, give a priority based on how important or how high should this priority be for this request. Keeping in mind, the higher you set this, the more CPU cycles this will impact on this particular distribution point from a processing perspective. And the last piece in this configuration is boundary groups. This is where you can start to associate this DP to a particular boundary group or a state migration point with a boundary group assigned to it. This ensures that clients within a boundary group will be able to pull content from this distribution point, knowing that it's been assigned to it from a boundary perspective. So these options over here that you see from general all the way to boundary groups are the simple configurations you would step through the very first time you assign the DP role to a site server. So this takes into account a huge amount of planning that would be required from that perspective. So if we just look at those tabs now, and as we step through them from the general, through Pixie, through multicast, through the content section, all the way to grouping, this would be a simple process to step through each tab within your design document when you start to cater for rolling out distribution points within your environment. Keeping in mind that a distribution point is going to be a repository for all your content. How you allow clients to connect to this DP, how you allow them to access it, when to access it, will come down to the configuration of the steps we've just stepped through now in those particular tabs. A very simple example of how to actually plan accordingly for this is to take those tabs and set those up as sections within your particular design document. Then to sit with the relevant people that might be responsible for those areas. Keeping in mind, in a large enterprise, you might have multiple teams or multiple persons within teams that are responsible for certain areas. The networking team, for example, might want to be aware of, are we going to be using multicast? Are we sticking with unicast? If we're going with multicast, what are the relevant port ranges required? If we're looking at Pixie, who is deploying our operating systems within our environment? Is it a certain team or an individual within a team? They should be involved in understanding, are we going to allow Pixie deployments for this particular DP or all the DPs in our environment? Taking into account that we would need to set up the relevant configuration on the OSD side to enable the benefits of us allowing for Pixie deployments in our infrastructure. When we take it into content, then we need to understand from a validation perspective, from an update perspective, and a maintenance perspective, how are we going to look after the content repository that we might have in our environment that this particular DP or all DPs might be involved within. Now, we will look at groups in a few minutes' time, but it is important to understand that how do we assign or allocate DPs as members to the particular groups? And if we're going to assign them to particular groups, will it be one group or multiple groups, depending on our hierarchy and our infrastructure within our environment? And the last piece to take into account, and very important in a design principle, is the boundary groups. We want to start allocating boundary groups for various reasons. One, for less impact to networks, but also ensure that as clients roam and move around our environment, they are capable of handling and working with particular groups that we've assigned them from a collections perspective, but also ensuring that DPs are assigned to the correct boundary groups within our environment. So now let's look at the last piece, and that is the distribution point groups. So let's go across and have a look at this section now and understand exactly what are the processes to step through. So right, we've kind of understood these pieces. We've built out our design based on the tabs that are available to us from a usage perspective. Now we start to look at the actual point groups. Now in this case, I have no groups assigned to me. I can come in and step in and assign a new site group, and I can give it a relevant naming. Now this would be important to understand from a naming perspective, how does this fit in to our hierarchy from a maintenance perspective and from a usage perspective? Remember, when I build out this group might have multiple DPs assigned to this group. So the naming convention becomes very important to understand the role that this group has within my infrastructure. Now we might have in this case, my site server was New York City. So we might have a East Coast distribution point group, and we would ensure that all our relevant DPs that are on the East Coast of North America would have access to this. So for this option now, I have two areas I need to focus on, the members and the collections. And the first piece is the actual members, which are the distribution points themselves. So if I say add, I would now get a list of the DPs within my environment. Now ideally, I would see all, in this case, DPs deployed within my environment. And I would come through, I would select the relevant ones that are going to be on the East Coast of North America, based on the simple example of the naming convention that I've used here. On the collection side, I would now want to specify the collections to associate with this particular group. Now, when I start to push out content to these collections, so the collections of users and devices, it is automatically going to distribute all the current content to the members in this distribution point group. So I can say add. Now, ideally, I would have a collection here for maybe possibly my East Coast members, or I could get more granular and select the relevant state or province within my country or my geographical location that I want to assign to this particular distribution point group. So in this case, we'll just say all users for now. We'll say okay. Now all the users, and this would then ensure that these collections and the users and devices associated to these collections would then be able to have the content distributed to them that are available for from a grouping perspective. We can say okay to that and just give it a few seconds. And I'll see my new group that's available for me to use over here. I will see that I have one collection assigned to it. And we can see that from a disk space perspective, I might have multiple distribution points assigned to me over here. I can get a view of them from a storage perspective, the content locations or my content repository, what is the actual free space available from a usage perspective on these particular DPs. On the right-hand side now, I can start to work with some simple objects around populating content to this distribution point group and rolling out to the relevant DPs assigned to this distribution point group. If I now move back to my distribution point over here and click on that as an option, we'll have a quick look at that from a properties perspective, and it should have refreshed. I'll just give it a few seconds to pop up, allowing us to have a look at the group relationships. And here we can see immediately my East Coast DP group has pulled through. Now this again is where I might have multiple distribution point groups. I might have groups based on East Coast as well as a bit granular around New York City or New York as a state, or possibly different state groups that are assigned to me over here. This is where I need to get very granular on the control that I'm going to roll out from a usage perspective for my distribution groups and the assignments to the particular groups that might be used within my environment. All right, so that's a simple look and feel at how these distribution points can be configured and used, as well as how I'd want to use groups and assign the DPs to those. So once we've gone through the first stage of building out our design, configuring the relevant parameters around networking, whether it be for Pixie, deployment software, whether it be from a multicast perspective, the content assigned to those DPs, the groups they belong to, as well as the boundaries they might be assigned to, I can then start to build out my distribution point groups for my hierarchy. And the easiest process is to start to look at geographical locations, and those might be defined by countries, they might be defined within country, and ideally we need to decide how we're going to build out these groups to ensure that any distribution points we're going to assign to them will then start to pull content and be managed accordingly. So the key piece to understand over here from a usage perspective is what are the focus areas for my design, for my networking, and how am I going to start to roll out these particular roles within my environment. Let's go across back to the console and understand from a usage perspective, how would I now need to start thinking about the content required for these particular DPs. So we've understood, we've built out our distribution points, we have a view of the groups that are available for us, and that'll be our base infrastructure required. We then need to start to understand, how do I start to look at the content that's going to be used and deployed to these? So what I'll do is we'll switch back to the slides now and get a view of exactly what are the key areas from an operations and maintenance perspective to keep in mind for DPs and distribution point groups in our environment. The first piece to look at is distributing content to these distribution points. What do I need to take into account or think about from an operations perspective? And if you think of operations, the first piece that we need to understand and think about is how do I start to push out content? Am I the only person or is the team that I work in the only team required for pushing content out? If that is the case, then it's quite simple to start to build in a plan or a schedule for distributing content out. But if I have a larger team or distributor team around pushing content out, there are some key things to think about from an operations perspective. What do I need to look at and plan for distributing content out into our environment? Now, within the notes section of this particular slide, there's some steps that you can step through from a design perspective to understand the key principles as an operations team. How do I maintain and look at distributing content to the relevant DPs within my environment? Let's have a look at the second point now in the slides and understand exactly what I need to think about from a usage perspective. So managing accounts and access to package content. we might need to build in security around who can access what content in our environment. And this could be important to understand if I have a distributed model around operations. Do I have different users that are managed by different support teams? Do I have vendors that might be supporting them? I might need to build out some account access to the relevant packages and the content that's available on my DPs. When I look at updating content to my distribution points, how am I going to do that? How am I going to maintain those particular areas? If I look at updating content, am I responsible for the whole hierarchy within SCCM, or do I have different teams or vendors that might be responsible for that? If that is a component to think about, I need to then build in the relevant access from a security perspective to who is allowed to actually distribute content to those DPs, keeping in mind that when I distribute content and I immediately push that content out, I could have a detrimental network impact when I start to deploy, which could be hundreds of gigabytes of data to a new or an existing distribution point in my environment. So we'd always want to ensure that our security process is in play and set up correctly from a distributing content perspective. And what is the last piece to think about from an operations and maintenance perspective? Let's have a look at this last point in the slide and understand exactly what we need to think about as we move through from an operations perspective. So redistributing and removing content on DPs becomes very important to understand the impact that this could have in our environment. The last three pieces around operations and maintenance is the question around pre-staging content and then validating once that content is there. Pre-staging is important because we need to understand that we can have less of an impact on our network if we start to pre-stage content either by drizzling the content down, by doing offline media for pre-staging content, and then allowing us to initiate the content validation and allow the DP to reinterrogate that content library and then pick up the content that we have pre-staged down there. On the monitoring content side, this becomes important as an operations team to ensure that all the relevant content is out in the relevant locations. And this becomes important to understand because if we start to build up our distribution points and our distribution points environments, what are we actually having from a usage perspective that is out there? So we've looked at a few areas now, and in closing, we want to ensure that we understand all those particular steps, all the way from building up our infrastructure correctly, ensuring that the right access from an administration perspective, and then drilling down one level lower about how are we going to distribute content based on our design, who is going to be distributing the content based on security rights and permissions. And once we have the content out there on those new and existing distribution points, how are we going to maintain those? How are we going to push new content to a distribution point? If it's a new distribution point and we are pushing a whole heap of content down there, how are we going to push this? Immediately, overnight at a schedule, are we going to be doing offline media to ensure there's no impact to our network? And then once the content is there, how do we validate the content is correct and also make sure that our distribution point role on the site server or on this other on the particular location is aware of the applications that we have pushed in down to that particular role. And then constantly monitoring the applications to ensure the content is fresh and live. Keep in mind that once the content is out there and is being used, clients are going to start making requests to those particular locations for content. Now we need to ensure that we do have the relevant content that is out in the environment to make sure we have no impact to our clients making these requests for content. So this will bring us an end to module one. And ideally now you've got the first steps at thinking about how do we design for distribution points? How do we design for groups if required that DPs will become members of? How do we design for collections that need to be members of distribution point groups? And then the next step of pushing the content out to those particular DPs that are out in our hierarchy. And once the content is out there, again, whether it be a push, whether it be a drizzle down, whether it be a offline pre-staged model that we use for pushing content, how do we make sure that the content is validated for those DPs and that clients can start to access and use those? So keep in mind now, we can pull this PowerPoint down and you would get the relevant TechNet articles with the step-by-steps for each of those key pieces, allowing you to build out your particular design and plan for rolling out distribution points and possibly assigning distribution point groups for those DPs to be used. So going, this will bring us a close to module one, and now we'll look at moving into application management of using and building out the content repository within those particular distribution points.